Hello, and I hope you've had a fabulous learning week. Last week's article was about the visual preference. So this week, let's consider the auditory preference. Someone with a strong auditory preference likes sound, the sound of other people talking, hearing themselves and other sounds. They may respond well to lectures, audio tapes, or CDs and discussions. As mentioned previously, we all use our five senses to gather information and process it, but if your preference is auditory, then chances are that this will ring a bell with you. Does that sound about right? Interestingly, auditory thinkers tend to love music and like talking on the phone. Does this sound like you? For some people with an auditory preference, they're able to have music on and work very effectively at the same time. It actually helps them. So maybe that teenager can actually listen to music and revise. Whatever your personal preference, it makes sense to try and play to your strengths. With VAK, most people have a clear first, second and third preference. So to maximise your learning potential, why not align your learning to your own preferred combination? Thanks for tuning in this week. Next week, it'll be time to look at the kinesthetic preference. How do you feel about that?